Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you pressed play on this one because today we're diving into one of the most interesting and genuinely useful topics in your GCSE mathematics course, probability. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, probability questions appear on every single paper. They range from a quick one-mark question, asking you to place an event on a probability scale, all the way up to multi-step tree diagram problems worth 5 or 6 marks. So, getting confident with this topic really does pay off. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to walk you through all the core concepts you need, give you the exam tips that examiners wish every candidate knew, run you through a quickfire quiz to test your recall, and then send you off with a clear summary. So, grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. Let's start with the absolute foundation. What is probability? Probability is simply a measure of how likely an event is to happen. We express it as a number between 0 and 1, and that's really important because examiners will penalize you if you write a probability greater than 1 or less than 0. 0 means impossible, it cannot happen. 1 means certain, it will definitely happen, and everything else sits somewhere in between. You can express probability as a fraction, a decimal, or a percentage. So a probability of 1/2 is the same as 0.5, which is the same as 50%. Being able to convert fluently between these three forms is a skill that comes up constantly, not just in probability, but across your whole paper. Now, the basic formula for theoretical probability is this: probability of an event equals the number of favorable outcomes divided by the total number of equally likely outcomes. So if I have a standard six-sided dice and I want to find the probability of rolling a 3, there's one favorable outcome, rolling a 3 and 6, equally likely outcomes in total. So the probability is 1/6. Here's a key phrase to remember: equally likely outcomes. The formula only works when all outcomes are equally likely. A fair coin, a fair dice, a bag of identical counters, these all have equally likely outcomes. But if the dice is biased, or if the counters are different sizes, you can't use this formula directly. Next up, the rule that all probabilities must add up to 1. This is called the exhaustive rule, and it's incredibly useful. If you know the probability of something happening, you can find the probability of it not happening by subtracting from 1. So if the probability of rain tomorrow is 0.3, the probability of it not raining is 1 minus 0.3, which is 0.7. Examiners love testing this. Look out for the phrase, "Find the probability that the event does not occur." Now let's talk about sample space diagrams. These are grids or lists that show all possible outcomes of two events. Imagine rolling two dice and adding the scores. You draw a 6x6 grid, fill in all 36 possible totals, and then count how many cells show your target number. For example, how many ways can you get a total of 7? You'd count to 1 and 6, 2 and 5, 3 and 4, 4 and 3, 5 and 2, 6 and 1. That's 6 ways out of 36, which simplifies to 1/6. Sample space diagrams are brilliant for foundation and standard tier questions. Moving on to tree diagrams, these are one of the most important tools for higher tier probability. A tree diagram shows the outcomes of two or more events happening in sequence. Each branch shows a possible outcome and its probability. The golden rules are: multiply along the branches to find the probability of a combined outcome, and add the results for different branches that give you the same final outcome. Let me give you a quick example. A bag contains 3 red balls and 2 blue balls. I pick one ball, note its color, replace it, and pick again. What's the probability of getting 2 red balls? The probability of red on the first pick is 3/5. After replacing it, the probability of red on the second pick is still 3/5. Multiply along the branch, 3/5 times 3/5 equals 9/25. Always check your tree diagram probabilities add up to 1 at each set of branches. If they don't, you've made an error. Now here's the higher tier extension. What if I don't replace the ball? This is called sampling without replacement, and it changes the probabilities on the second set of branches. If I picked red first, and there are now only 2 red balls left in a bag of 4, the probability of red second becomes 2/4, which is 1/2. The denominator decreases because there's one fewer ball in the bag. This is where many candidates lose marks. They forget to adjust the denominator. Let's also cover Venn diagrams. These are used to show two or more overlapping events. The intersection, the overlap, shows outcomes where both events occur. The union, everything inside both circles, shows outcomes where at least one event occurs. There's a formula here. The probability of A union B equals the probability of A plus the probability of B minus the probability of A intersection B. You subtract the intersection because otherwise you'd count it twice. Finally, let's touch on relative frequency, which is also called experimental probability. This is what you use when you don't know the theoretical probability, perhaps because the dice might be biased. You run an experiment, count how many times the event occurs, and divide by the total number of trials. The more trials you run, the closer your relative frequency gets to the true theoretical probability. Examiners often ask, why should you carry out more trials? The answer is to get a more reliable estimate of the probability. Right, let's talk exam strategy. These are the things that separate candidates who get full marks from those who drop marks. They really shouldn't. Tip one, always show you're working. In a 5-mark tree diagram question, you can earn method marks even if your final answer is wrong. Write out the branches, label all probabilities, and show your multiplication clearly. Tip two, check that your probabilities add up to one. After completing a tree diagram or a probability table, add all the final outcome probabilities. If they don't sum to one, go back and find your error before moving on. Tip three, read the question carefully to spot whether it's with or without replacement. This single detail changes all the second branch probabilities. Underline the word replaced or not replaced when you see it. Tip four, don't confuse and with or. And means multiply, or means add. So the probability of A and B means multiply the individual probabilities. The probability of A or B means add them, but remember to subtract the overlap if the events can both happen. Tip five, when a question says calculate or work out, you must show every step. Don't just write the answer. Examiners award marks for method, not just the final number. Common mistake number one, writing a probability greater than one. This is always wrong. If you get an answer like 7/3, you've made an error somewhere. Common mistake number two, on a without replacement question, keeping the denominator the same for both picks. Remember, one ball has been removed, so the total decreases by one. Common mistake number three, on Venn diagram questions, forgetting to include the number outside both circles when calculating the total. Always check, does the total of all regions equal the total number of items? Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the probability of an impossible event? The answer is zero. Question two, if the probability of winning a game is 0.4, what is the probability of NO twinning? The answer is 0.6, 1 minus 0.4. Question three, a bag has 5 green and 3 yellow counters. What is the probability of picking green? 8 counters in total, 5 green, so the answer is 5/8. Question 4. In a tree diagram, how do you find the probability of a combined outcome? You multiply along the branches. Question 5. What is the formula for P of A union B? P of A plus P of B minus P of A intersection B. Brilliant work getting through that. Let me give you the 5 things to take away from this session. 1. Probability is always between 0 and 1. Impossible to certain. 2. Theoretical probability equals favorable outcomes divided by total equally likely outcomes. 3. Probabilities of all outcomes must sum to 1. Use this to find the probability of an event not occurring. 4. In tree diagrams, multiply along branches for AND. Add separate branches for OR. 5. Without replacement means the denominator decreases on the second pick. Don't forget to adjust. Probability is a topic where practice really does make perfect. Work through past paper questions, draw out your tree diagrams neatly, and always double check your totals add to 1. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.